Tim Walz gets nuked by his former battalion leader for stolen valor. He did not earn the rank he claims. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 11, 2024. The former battalion commander for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's D. National Guard unit responded to reports that the governor had suggested he retired as a command sergeant major, and noted that Walz did not successfully complete any assignment at that rank. In a post on Facebook, John Kolb described it as an affront to the non-commissioned officer corps that Walz, who was recently named Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, continues to glom onto the title. He did not earn the rank or successfully complete any assignment as an E9, Kolb wrote. It is an affront to the non-commissioned officer corps that he continues to glom onto the title. I can sit in the cockpit of an airplane, it does not make me a pilot, Kolb wrote. Similarly, when the demands of service and leadership at the highest level got real, he chose another path. Kolb's post comes as Walz has faced criticism and accusations of stolen valor. As Breitbart News previously reported, Walz had previously listed on his official biography that he had retired at a higher rank than the one he had actually retired at. Walz served in the Minnesota Army National Guard and retired at the rank of Master Sergeant, or an E8. However, on his official website bio, he lists a higher rank that he served at for a short period that ultimately was rescinded, as he did not complete all the requirements to serve at that rank. However, his bio implies that he retired at the rank of Command Sergeant Major, or an E9. The reference to Walz being a retired Command Sergeant Major was later removed by the Harris campaign, and Walz's biography was updated to note that the governor had once served at the Command Sergeant Major rank, according to Politico. Retired Captain Corey Bjertness, who had served as the chaplain for Walz's unit in the National Guard, described Walz as being cowardly for leaving his unit prior to a deployment, in an interview with the New York Post. In our world, to drop out after a warning order, is issued as cowardly, especially for a senior enlisted guy, Bjertness said in a statement. Breitbart News previously reported that an archived press release from Walz's campaign in March 2005 showed that the National Guard Public Affairs Office announced a possible partial mobilization of roughly 2,000 troops from the Minnesota National Guard. On Thursday, March 17, the National Guard Public Affairs Office announced a possible partial mobilization of roughly 2,000 troops from the Minnesota National Guard. 1st District Congressional candidate Tim Walz currently holds the rank of Command Sergeant Major in the 1st 125th Battalion, which is based in New Ulm and largely composed of men and women from southern Minnesota. The announcement from the National Guard POW specified that all or a portion of Walz's battalion could be mobilized to serve in Iraq within the next 2 years. Walz, who teaches global geography at Mankato West High School, has been an active member of the National Guard since 1981. He has previously been deployed during his 23 years in the National Guard, including an 8-month deployment during Operation Enduring Freedom. When asked about his possible deployment to Iraq, Walz said, "I do not yet know if my artillery unit will be part of this mobilization and I am unable to comment further on specifics of the deployment." Although his tour of duty in Iraq might coincide with his campaign for Minnesota's 1st congressional seat, Walz is determined to stay in the race. "As Command Sergeant Major, I have a responsibility not only to ready my battalion for Iraq, but also to serve if called on. I am dedicated to serving my country to the best of my ability, whether that is in Washington, D.C. or in Iraq. I don't want to speculate on what shape my campaign will take if I am deployed, but I have no plans to drop out of the race. I am fortunate to have a strong group of enthusiastic supporters and a very dedicated and intelligent wife. Both will be a major part of my campaign, whether I am in Minnesota or Iraq." If called to duty, Walz would leave behind his wife Gwen and 4-year-old daughter, Hope. Walz ended up leaving the military while his unit deployed to Iraq. In Kolb's Facebook post, he stated that Walz had got out of the way for better leadership, and praised Tom Behrens, who replaced Walz, as being the right leader at the right time. Kolb added that he had no opinion of Mr. Walz's decision to leave service at the time he did. "I have no opinion of Mr. Walz's decision to leave service at the time he did," Kolb added. "It was his right to retire early. I also have no criticism of his service as an E7 and E8 in the NERM. By all accounts and on the record, he was a competent chief of firing battery/gunnery sergeant and first sergeant. I cannot say the same of his service sitting, frocked, in the CSM chair.